This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Maria Haley, the executive director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, died yesterday. She had suffered a brain aneurysm Friday. She directed the commission since being appointed to the post by Governor Mike Beebe shortly after his election. The governor says Maria Haley did more for the state than most people will ever realize. Former President Bill Clinton, for whom she also worked, called her a great public servant. Maria Haley was 70 years old.
Residents of Rogers overwhelmingly passed a tax extension at the polls yesterday. Voters approved five separate questions on the ballot. City officials say the extension means a planned aquatic park and sports park can be built. The money raised for the tax extension will also allow for street improvements and new vehicles for the city's police and fire departments.
Prairie Grove voters gave thumbs up to four bond issues on their ballot yesterday. The bonds will be issued for improvements to streets, water, and sewer systems.
The University of Arkansas will formally dedicate the new Nanoscale Material Science and Engineering Building Friday. The 1 o'clock ceremony will include remarks from Governor Mike Beebe. Researchers housed in the building will study many aspects of nanotechnology.
And the University of Arkansas Fort Smith volleyball team is now 8-2 on the season after defeating the University of Central Oklahoma 3-0 last night in Fort Smith.